It's 5 Drive on 5 FM, Monday afternoon, kicking off a brand new week. Great week for sport. The Bucks won. People are feeling happy. They're excited. And one person in particular that I'm sure is over the moon because I see on his social media pages that he's a massive fan of the Boca. Cooks is his name. He goes by @Cookie_Kutle on Twitter, and he's somebody who makes these hilarious videos. He makes all different kinds of things, physical comedy, social commentary, parodying sportsmen often. And he talks about everything from load shedding to rugby games to all sorts of things that are going on in the country. And myself, along with a lot of us, find this guy really funny. Many of his videos are up in the hundreds of thousands of views. I had to track him down and get him onto the show. Cooks, welcome to 5 Drive.
Hey, Nick. Thanks so much for that awesome intro. I think I need to keep you around in the office if you just intro me, introducing like it to people. Thanks so much for having me.
I'll be your hype man, man. I'll do it wherever you go. I wanted to ask you, so on your Twitter bio, before we get into all the stuff that you've done that's making you famous, it says there that you're doing these videos while you should be working. So who is the other side of you? What else do you do?
Well, the other side of me is I'm a teacher. I'm a grade 8 EMS teacher.
Amazing.
And I coach rugby. So I used to make videos when I should actually be working, but I'm wrapping the teaching up now as I prefer to move to Joburg.
Yeah, I'd actually seen something on your social media recently. Congrats on the almost move, by the way. That's from the Eastern Cape that you're coming up to Gauteng.
Yeah, from all the way from Gqeberha. So leaving the windy city and swapping it for the big smoke. I was going up to Joburg. So really excited about that.
And I imagine that often kids at school, this is the kind of humor that they love as well. It's very South African. It's very on point. How long have you been posting videos up onto Twitter, and when did they start to get attention?
So I made my first ever video in 2018, just using the kids in the hostel after we played FIFA. And then I for about 2 years, I just carried making videos for my friends and just posting it as an outlet away from me if something to do outside of school. And then end of last year, one of them started to sort of go viral. And then I would say my life got flipped upside down, where it's appearing on the radio stations such as these, and they're just being on TV, and then the videos just kicked off.
What else has come from this? I mean, do people recognize you when you go out?
Yeah, they do recognize me, which has been the weird part. You know, the only time I used to get recognized when I come to Joburg was those guys wanting me to jump on an Uber or jump on the cab driver. Now it's people recognize me when I grab something to eat and asking me to do interviews for them, or being asked by people randomly if I'm even coaching to ask you a quick interview. And I'm like, it's hard for me to interview and I'm busy working.
I want anybody who hasn't to go check out @Cookie_Kutle on Twitter. Are you on other platforms as well? I mean, are you doing like the TikTok thing and Instagram? I just know you from Twitter.
So I do have TikTok, Instagram account, so they both have the same handle. That's where I post my other videos as well. So yeah, but I'm mostly on Twitter.
Next on 5 Drive, we're going to challenge him to make a halftime analysis of the hell of a year that 2021 has been. And I know he's going to do an awesome job. That's coming up next.